Julie Snyder has taught government classes in Muncie schools for more than 20 years. She regularly takes students to local city council and school board meetings. For middle schoolers, she says adding a foundation of civic attitude will help set up that way of thinking.
Having a student council, having mock elections, letting them kind of understand the process through action. Our kids are so far removed from the process now that as they get older, it just becomes worse and worse.
Plans for the $1.3 million grant through the U.S. Department of Education include creating extensive class resources and monthly professional development for teachers, a yearly symposium with national-level experts, and a summer civic learning academy for both teachers and students. Ball State professor David Roof will co-lead the team creating these resources. He says they've also built in money to support teachers who have a great project idea or field trip.
This project's going to give teachers the opportunity to design projects, field trips, things they want to do. And I've already been hearing a lot of interest in doing some really wonderful things.
Ball State lecturer Kate Elliott is also on the team, adding media literacy to the offerings for teachers. She says she's excited to focus talk of civics on how to personally engage with your community.
The vision of this grant and this opportunity is to not only connect with our students and teachers about these topics, history, civics, media literacy, but to get them involved in innovative and entrepreneurial ways that can make a difference in our community and show them that they can make a difference so that they continue to want to make a difference for the rest of their lives.
The grant team will also focus on incorporating civic engagement principles into more classes than government or history and at many different age levels. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.